Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study, Galatians chapter 4, we were taught that we are not to try to preach against sin or to live up to the philosophies of men, because that might offend others. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Don't try to live up to what some philosopher who has little to do with God, don't live by that philosophy. I found out that the millennials are people born from 1980 to the year 2000. We call them millennials. Now, really, when you think about it, the age that they would be now in 2015, with the oldest of them being about 35 years old, really, when you think about all of that, hasn't there always been in every age people that are that age from 15 to 35? Did God design a different gospel for them and said, don't preach on sin? Don't preach about what they should be doing? Somebody said, you ought to always be positive. If you preach the word, you're not going to be positive. Read Matthew 23 sometime, see how Jesus preached and what he called other religious people. Read Acts chapter 7 and see how Stephen preached. You may not be too excited, and you might have hated Jesus and Stephen for the way they preached. I think they come off a whole lot harder than I do. But you do that in love, because you want to rescue the perishing. People get saved by hearing the word. You don't take the word from them, and you don't avoid certain subjects. I had an evangelist. He was supposed to come to my church. I counseled him out. Said, have an evangelistic Sunday, but don't push anything that's a hot-button doctrine issue or a hot-button sin issue. Just preach the gospel. Well, my friend, when you preach the gospel, the first step is to realize that we're all sinners. And we live in a politically correct world today that doesn't call anything sin. The only thing that's sin is being a fundamentalist, being a Bible believer, obviously, to this world's mind. So no, you just got to tell them what God calls sin is, and you preach it. And that is love in your heart. Speak the truth in love. Attack the gates of hell for the hope of saving the souls of men. Now, they've been doing this for quite a few years with the contemporary and the emerging church movement, and they've gotten a lot of people involved, but I don't see a big revival in our country, especially among millennials. I don't see them all of a sudden, they're living holy, separated from sin, separated unto God lives. I don't see them with the high moral standards. I don't see that change coming about. So what is that doing besides just giving them religious entertainment? Perhaps desecrating the house of God. Now in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, when you think about you're fighting against Satan and you're attacking the gates of hell and people don't like it, listen to what Jesus said. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You see, focus on eternity. See Jesus Christ and his promises of that eternal reward. Remember, you are a son with an inheritance. Don't be a Christian who is saved so as by fire. No reward, just saved. And that is for eternity. You better know that eternity is real and that Jesus Christ is the hope of heaven for us. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 states it this way. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Have eternal values. Base your life on eternity. I have heard a false philosophy that has misled multitudes many times throughout the years, not just recently, which I have heard it recently, but I mean, I heard this from the times of teenager. You know what that philosophy is? Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Now, the problem is you never find that in the Word of God. You don't find that teaching. I'm not saying you don't find it worded that way, and you don't find it worded that way, but you also don't find the teaching. Because if you're heavenly minded, you're holy, and you're obedient to the Word of God. The truth is, don't be so earthly minded, you're no heavenly good. You see, big difference there. So set your affection on things above, not on the earth. Verse 3 of Colossians 3. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. If your affections are not on things above, it will show itself in worldliness, and also with growing weary in well-doing. So, my friend, we have an inheritance, and so have an affection for it. Live for it, and let God make it real in your life. Now, we look again at our text. It says, a child differeth nothing from a servant, in verse 1 here of chapter 4. Now, the word child is from a Greek word which has the idea of infant. Infant. But also, it's kind of looking at the child in its various stages of growth. Now, the word itself at its earliest point means one that does not speak. In its root, that is the root of the word. This one is immature physically, mentally, and lacking in the moral ability to govern his own actions. And really, that fits in with the context of our text. This is why we have the law. The law, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, shows lost man is as a child who lacks the moral ability to govern his own actions. That is why we read in Romans 7, verse 7, the Apostle Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, writes this. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Lust, the desire for things that aren't yours and things that you should not have. And this is what the Holy Spirit told Paul to write, who was, even before his salvation, a highly, highly educated man. We would call him doctor today, probably on the level of a PhD due to his education. Under Roman law, although in rank the children were higher than the servants, they were under authority, as verse 2 points out, of tutors and governors, until an appointed time by the father. Now, usually, they were under tutors until age 14. And then after 14, they were usually under a governor until age 25. Now, think of this. We should not pick and choose. Now, some like to think, we're not now under the law. We have liberty. And that liberty has this fault in it that they talk about, in that they apply that liberty to the flesh. Now, let me illustrate. There are people who apply the definition of that, you know, of a pick and choose liberty, to fulfill the fleshly desires. And they call us legalists. And they, or themselves, that they apply liberty to the flesh. But now, they think they believe that, but what if that's turned on them? Your 14-year-old son, your 15-year-old daughter gets saved. Okay, now they have liberty. By your definition, they're under grace. Therefore, don't have those old legalistic standards any longer for them, those old legalistic rules and laws of the house. I mean, if you really believe in grace and liberty as it's applied to the flesh instead of the spirit, if that child wants to stay out all night, let him stay out all night. If that child wants to drink, let him drink. You see how foolish it is when you turn the tables and show them just the ignorance of that thought. People today say, we have liberty to social drink. Now, let me tell you what's coming. Mark my word, okay? Mark my word on this. This is coming. And I believe that I have the Spirit of God in telling you this. But today, in most recent days, I've heard this terminology. Casual marijuana use. Now, that is the same definition that they would give to social drinking. It has the same idea. They just use, instead of social, they say casual. In other words, man, don't just bomb out on marijuana. Just casually use it. You say, well, that would never happen. I know there are all kinds of churches today, and even a lot of our Baptist churches who preached total abstinence years ago now say it's all right to social drink. I've even heard that in some fundamental churches. Isn't that pathetic? You see, they, you might say, have drunk the devil's Kool-Aid, and now instead of seeing life in the spirit, they walk in the flesh. And so that's just an example of one of the things. And I'm just saying that I believe that that's what's coming.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.